We need you to listen closely. This is important. You are three. We know you don't feel it when you gallop through the falls of Kelduin at dawn on all six limbs, the sparkling water splashing across your face, the Aeolian tones sounding through your crystals. You feel like one body, one mind. And you are one. You are Progamus, son of Ahad, of mighty body and fearsome mind, a boy nearly ready to take his place within the song. Yet, you feel the cleavage sometimes, don't you? Especially at night, when some of you is ready to sleep and some isn't. You hear yourself then, and it is not one voice you hear. It is three. The first father and his friends, they are humanoids. They do not know this harmony. The only conversations they hold within themselves are different facets of their single mind. But you are three. Your great six-legged body, your father's named Miras, on the day you were born. And you, Progo, are Miras. But another was born that day. In him, we named Esplin. Esplin is an insect, 12 centimeters long, and lives wrapped around Miras's brainstem. Wisest but smallest among you, and you, Progo, are Esplin. The third, born that day, also from the meiotic union of your father's three selves, is the great worm who lives in Miras's belly. Her we named Mother of Pearl. She is weakest, and her intellect most trusting of all your selves. But she nurtures and sustains the whole. Without Pearl, Esplin would be dead in an hour, Miras in a week. And you, Progo, are... Progo, get down from there. Did you hear a single word we said?
I'm just playing.
Progo!
You'll be all right.
Papa, how long have you been there?
A few minutes. I didn't want to interrupt. You did a much better job with the talk than I did with you, Cadmo.
We had an advantage, Papa. We are the same species as Progo. We didn't have to imagine what it was like to be three beings at once. We had only to look to our outer body, Felleroth, our insect body, Virus, and our inmost body, Dawn Under Heaven. Then we let our shared heart speak as one, as me, as Cadmon.
You did very well for what little you knew.
Cadmon, my dear son. My dear sons, I'm pretty sure I read aloud from one of my genetic engineering texts for 10 minutes before I realized you'd fallen asleep.
We did something similar with Ahad. Perhaps it's always hardest with the first child.
My people have found the same.
If our first fathers, the great Iconians, have found something to be true, who could doubt it? What brings you to our humble homeworld today, Papa?
Truth to tell, Cadmon, I was lonely.
Lonely? Amid your floating cities?
The skyways of Iconia have become too empty these last years. Many of my people long to ascend. They've come to think of their flesh as a prison. The halls of the science ministry used to peal with the laughter of children. Now I know where to find the kids. Here on M21-5X8.
It's easier if you call it homeworld, Papa.
You have made a home for me here, but it can never be the homeworld of anyone but you and your children, the Triadi.
Then we are blessed by your company, Papa. Progo! Come say hello to your great-grandfather.
Just a second!
Never mind, young Progonos. His father will be along. Perhaps he can finish explaining the birds and the bees.
Such a strange expression, Papa. You Iconians make your children the same way the birds and the bees do. But my species is quite another story. You made sure of that.
Looking back, I did it for all the wrong reasons, Cadmon. Tripartite internal reproduction was a rebuttal to ascension. Monogenesis, a conceit. I created a new form of life just to make a point. that I'll always be grateful to the fatuous boy I was, because he gave me you. No greater gift has ever come to one so little deserving.
Nonsense, Papa. You were the gift. Your science gave me life, but you gave me love.
So what were you planning today? After your talk with Progo, that is.
We're helping Jerichon number the stars tonight.
It's hardly past noon.
Until sundown, we thought we would walk the uncharted forests and sing them. The silence there reminds me of the time before my sons and their sons, when we sang this world alone.
Oh, well, if you wanted to be alone...
Well, that was before we knew you were coming, Papa. Now that you're here, we thought you might sing a different forest. Just you and the three of me.
You mean... Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
It's been a long time since you took us on one of your off-world adventures, Papa.
Your sons, then your grandsons. You've been so busy.
We have, but not today. Today we want to sing a new world with you. Would you like to ride us to the gateway?
Thank you. Do you need to tell anyone, or...
As long as we return by starrise, we won't be missed. Just think of a good world, Papa.
Wait. What? What?
Janna. A question was asked by you. It is being answered.
Triasa, your reverence. There is an entire Zero Armada tracking your home ships back to the Anchorage. Isaac is out there desperately trying to sabotage their sensors while I maintain silent running.
This was not asked of Isaac, nor of Janath.
Yeah, but we care about you, so we're doing it anyway. All I asked was whether we were going to stay ahead of them long enough for the Scions to finish whatever the hell they're doing and reset the timeline.
And that question is being answered.
Then what's with the horse people? Why are you running around with them on M3 whatever? And you were corporeal? I thought the Iconians all ascended into energy beings like a 250,000 years ago.
It is so.
Then... Wait. So, your answer starts 250,000 years ago?
It is so. The end cannot be told without its beginning. Is it desired that the tale be terminated?
This is the story of the dawn, isn't it? How the Zero came to be.
It is so.
Then don't tell it.
Why?
Because... I like you, Triasa. And I want to keep liking you. The Dawn is the only story every Zero knows. And what your people did to us was unforgivable. And you're telling me that you were there somehow? That you knew my forefather, Cadman Verus, first of our race?
Unforgivable?
Why now?
The telling of the tale has been put off for too long. It was long ago instructed by the Council that you hear it promptly, but I was ashamed.
Leave it. Isaac will be back in a couple hours. It'll buy you some time. On to the next planet to save.
No. The Council is now seen to have been right. The time is coming fast when Isaac's most important work will be tested to its limit. It is made only more difficult by delay. The damage intensified. If the timeline is to be reset, the truth must finally be told.
The truth? You mean... Is there something I don't know?
Listen. Starship Excelsior. Starring Chris Bainbridge as Triassa, Scion of the Stars.
And Tom Antonellis as Cadmon, eldest of the Triadi race.
And featuring Mandy Kay as Janeth.
Starship Excelsior proudly presents Sank to Grief by James Haney.
Nearly 100 years ago, the SS Unbar was trapped outside our galaxy, where it was drawn into an ancient war between hostile insect parasites and the Scions of the Stars. The Scions, who of old were called Iconians, are now powerful beings of pure energy. They live in a realm of total thought called the Mind Home, but they sometimes visit our realm by inhabiting voluntary humanoid hosts. The parasites, who call themselves the Zero, infest any host they come across, anything to escape the hell of their blind existence in the nutrient pits. When the Anbar broke through the energy barrier around our galaxy to come home, it brought the Zero with them, as well as an outnumbered, under-equipped force of Scions. Too weak to oppose the parasites openly, the Scions have remained hidden for decades, acting only through their proxies. These proxies include their human majordomo, a man once called Isaac Brahms, and his companion, a parasite defector named Janeth, who infests the body of a young woman she killed many years ago. Both are doing penance for their sins by helping the Scion save those who can be saved, especially from the Zero. The end of the ancient Scion-Zero War is nowhere in sight, and its beginning was lost to myth long ago. Yet one still lives who remembers the dawn.
There's the glade, Cadmon.
So, what planet are we going to today, Papa? Will they have, what's the word? The hole your people push air through to sing.
Mouths.
Yes, we want to see a world with mouths. And perhaps mouth singing. It's so strange, and we've only ever seen you do it.
I suppose mouths would be strange to you. I promise you that getting all your nutrition from the sun and air through singing crystals studding your back will be just as strange to much of this galaxy. Just a moment, you aren't supposed to see my access code.
Don't you trust me?
It's the Science Ministry that restricts access codes, not you or me, as you know perfectly well. We're visiting a planetoid on the opposite side of the galaxy, L16-9B4. The Iconian Exploration Ministry opened a new gateway there only last week. A probe detected primitive animal life. It's a harsh world, Cadmon, but your fur will protect you. And I suspect they will have mouths.
Let's go then.
Just as eager as when you were a boy. Remember, this is an official survey mission. We don't know what dangers may be...
Did you bring that machine that makes everyone's weapons too hot to touch?
The instrument of peace? Of course.
Then I'm sure we'll be fine. So, try and catch me, old man. So cold. How could anything be alive here?
Small mammals and insects evolve across a huge range of biomes.
The wind is howling, the snow is falling, but I can catch some on my... What's funny, Papa?
It's just anyone hearing you sing who didn't know Triadi language would think you were singing words of high poetry and ancient power when actually...
What, Papa?
You just sing for joy. You sing for the smallest... Oh, dear.
Hopper, is something wrong?
Cadmon, don't turn around.
Why not,
The Exploration Ministry may have underestimated the degree of evolution on this planet. Slowly, Cadmon, slowly walk back to the gateway.
It's closed, Papa, and the console's behind me.
Run!
Help me, Papa! What about the instrument of peace?
It doesn't work on teeth.
Papa, we can't outrun it!
Look, over there.
A humanoid!
He's holding a spear. He's fighting the monster.
The monster's retreating!
That man saved us. He's wounded. We must help him. Quickly, Cadmon. Thank you for your help, friend. Now we will help you.
Salut, Talu, Carvespa, Otoy.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't understand.
Bleeding is very bad.
I know. Stand over him. Block the winds. Keep him warm if you can. My clothes have great virtue. Torn into bandages, they will stop your bleeding from...
Oh,
you wouldn't understand anything I'm saying even if I could speak your language. Here.
He's already lost too much blood. He's going into shock.
I know. If I had ascended, I could help him, but...
If you had ascended, you wouldn't even be here. You'd be navel-gazing in that mental realm you told me about, like so many of your people.
Lucky for this man if I had been. Just keep him warm.
If you can think of anything else I can do to help, Father, but...
No, he... Wait! Cadmon, I'm going to ask something very... heroic.
Anything, Papa. This creature is beautiful. I would rather save him than sing his song.
Good. You're a good boy, Cadmon.
What must I do?
You are three. Just like young Progonos. Your insect body, Virus.
Yes?
Virus is what this warrior needs, Cadmon. Virus wraps around your brain stem, making the body more efficient. He makes you, Cadmon, stronger, warmer, and healthier.
You were wise to make me so. But I fail to see how...
Virus can do the same for this man before he dies.
What? How?
I am not certain it will work. We tested it only on early versions of your genome. But your ability to inhabit other bodies, at least temporarily, should still remain. You can enter this warrior's head.
How? His nasal cavities are so small.
You enter through his mouth.
Interesting.
You should be able to wrap around his brain stem and stave off hypervolemic shock. Help him to heal. That might be enough to save him.
And if it isn't?
If he dies with you inside him, I think you will be saved, but I cannot be sure.
I understand. I'm ready. My insect body will come out of my nasal cavity when I sneeze.
Cadmon, I'm proud of you. Cadmon Virus?
Papa, this is very strange. I can't...
He's inside.
Papa. Papa, do I see me?
Yes, Cadmon Velarov. Part of you, Cadmon Virus, has passed into this warrior's body. I know you cannot understand right now.
It is strange. I am empty.
You miss him already, don't you?
Yes, miss. But Cadmon Virus does good thing, Papa.
Yes, Cadmon Felerov. He and you are doing a very good thing. But even with your help, this warrior still needs a warm bed and local medicine. Or I think he'll die.
Papa, footprints?
Oh, yes, I see. We can follow this trail back to the warrior's village, perhaps. Come, Cadmon Felerov. Carry Virus as we follow the trail.
Yes, Papa.
What?
Hello, you're awake.
Felerov. Oh, this is very strange, Felerov. This new body is bizarre. It has no music. But I am in control of it. Look, I have toes.
The virus is big, like me.
It's not me. It's just this host body. Oh, it's so strange to talk and hear his voice.
There. My own voice.
Echo.
Oh, no. That's even stranger.
I'll just use this noble warrior's voice. Thank you for staying with me all night. I can feel you.
Papa said we had to.
Of course. Dawn Under Heaven is still in your belly, and her telepathic field maintains the homeostasis of both of our bodies. Sorry. Usually we share your brain. I just meant if you'd gone far away, it might have hurt me. And this noble warrior more than anything.
Glad I stayed. Glad we're okay. Come home now.
Where are we, anyway? This must be the warrior's village. Some kind of ice shelter?
Papa called it Igloo.
Strange. Where is Papa? I'd take this body to look for him, but what if I tried standing and walking on only two legs and just fell over?
We're funny.
Where's Papa?
There he is.
Oh, good. Virus, you're up.
Papa, where are we?
We told you.
I'm sure you tried, Felerov. This is all very strange for, well, everyone. Besides, it took me a good hour this morning and all my considerable skills to learn the native languages. They have a name for L16, but it's something with a lot of fricatives. Starts with B-t-t-t or something. Still haven't figured out the name of your host, but I think I've impressed upon the villagers just how heroic he was. And are you warm enough?
Yes, Papa.
Good. I think I may have impressed them about your heroics, too, Virus. Maybe a bit too much, even. Possible they regard you as a minor god. Well, demigod. Don't tell the science ministry. Glad they finally got you enough blankets. Here, what am I thinking? You must be hungry. I brought food.
Oh, good. I've been trying to figure out how this body eats. Even if I had my seeing crystals, there's so little sun in the sky here.
Oh, of course. You've never seen a humanoid eat. Here, take this bowl.
What is this liquid?
tea, more or less. Or soup. Neither, really. It doesn't matter. It goes in your mouth.
The mouth? That's for singing.
You see, I designed each of your body parts to serve one function. But natural evolution is not so fastidious. Go ahead. Just dip a small amount into the mouth, and the host's muscle memory should help you swallow. As you can see, you've taken to breathing with no problem, even though you've never had lungs before.
Oh! I didn't even notice!
I can only imagine how disorienting it is to be in a completely different body for the first time. Hopefully the last time. You weren't made for this any more than your host was, but you just put a little liquid on the spoon there. Yes, just like that. Maybe get a little of that meat, too, and put it all inside your mouth. Gently, gently. See? It comes
Papa.
Quite naturally then.
Papa!
Cadmonvirus, what's wrong? Are you in pain? Bleeding
Papa,
again?
Is this taste?
Why, yes, my son. Yes, I suppose it is. I'm sorry the soup is so bland. It's the first thing you've ever tasted. If I had been thinking...
No, Papa, no. It's quite overwhelming. Can I stop eating now?
I'm afraid not. No, your host is dehydrated. He needs this. Are you okay? Would it hurt you to have a few more bites?
No, Papa, it's just so intense. Here. Stars and scions. Oh...
I'm sorry, Cadmon. You're making a heroic effort. I should have... Well, I just want you to know I'm proud of you. All of you. Virus and Velaroff.
Thanks, Papa.
This is so kind of you. I'll leave you alone for a few minutes.
I'll drink every drop, Papa. Oh.
One more thing. A few more hours and this noble warrior should be healed enough for you to leave him and become one body again. I'll drop you off on Homeworld before I have to try to explain all this to the Science Board and Iconia.
Okay, Papa. See you soon.
Viris, are you, smiling?
Am I? Velaroff, I can't wait to share this memory with you. It's so intense. But, you know, there's something quite good in it, too.
Later that night...
The first star that we number is the pinnacle... Tree trunk of our night sky, noble star named Oracle. The second star,
Jericho.
Dad, we've missed you. Singing the stars without you.
It's not the same, we know. Sorry, I was helping someone. Someone very far.
Oh, we're glad, and glad that you're back. Will you sing with us?
Start it off, please, our son.
The first star that we number is the pinnacle. Tree trunk of our night sky. Noble star named Aura.
Dad? What's wrong?
Jerichon, we're not sure about this, but... You're our son. We want to show you something. Follow me.
Sure, Dad. What is it?
I need wood for fire.
You have oil?
Yes.
We'll trade. Come inside. Too cold to talk here.
What is that?
The god!
The god! The god!
He returns!
Hail and well met, my friend. May my son and I enter your ice dwelling.
Hi.
It's quite cold outside.
Yes. all things for the God and the Son of God.
Why has such great honor come upon us?
You must make two bowls of soup. Then tonight my son and I will make your bodies become the vessels of the gods.
Soup, my lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Soup.
Dad? What's going on? Do they think we're gods?
Just a little white lie. Don't worry. When you taste the first drop of soup, Jericho, it will all make sense.
Yeah, we still don't get what taste is supposed to be, Dad. It doesn't sound that different from the feeling we get when the sun shines on our crystals.
Trust me, when the soup hits your tongue, his tongue, that you're going to borrow, you will understand.
That's... is that true? How?
Is it told otherwise among my children, Janath?
Yes! You! Your people. I was taught that you created us to be locked inside the bodies of dumb beasts of burden. We didn't sing. My people never sing.
What is being told today is truth, solemn and absolute, from the living memory of the one who speaks.
I know. I believe you. My people lie all the time. I just... The dawn is the most important story. Somehow I thought... I just didn't expect you to be the good guy this time.
Good? Is it believed that a history of hubris, failure, and the dawn of 200,000 years of war might be thought good? Blood in which those hands were stained runs deeper than the lifeblood of 100 stars.
Triassa, I know you well enough to know that you did your best. Heroically, I'm sure.
There is no heroism in failed fatherhood. The sins of the child tarnish the ancestor. The Triadi were rarely heard from for the next 2 years. It was seen that greater independence from Iconia was sought, which desire was granted by the Science Ministry for a time, but so little was said by Cadmon that at length an envoy was dispatched.
Let me guess. You again?
2 years after.
I need you to listen closely. This is important. Your body is not what it appears. You, Temrush, are actually a small insect curled around the brainstem of this mighty equine body. Without you, the horse body is a shell of only primitive intelligence. We have given the horse body no name. He is yours, and what you call him is yours to decide. Within the horse's belly rests another creature, a xenomorphic regulator. She is mindless, but vital. Her telepathic field keeps us alive, and her kind gives birth to ours. Sometimes you will hear them whisper in your mind. Listen if you like. I'm quite fond of my horse host, Felleroth. But always remember who you are. You have superior ability and superior ambition. That means you are in charge. Remind the others sometimes, if necessary. Do you understand, Temrush?
Yes, Grandfather.
Good boy. Run along now. A small shipment of the gods touched will be coming through the portal soon. Maybe you can pick one out for tonight.
Cool.
That didn't sound much like the talk you gave Progo a few years ago.
Papa! You heard all that?
Only snatches. It sounded... I'm not sure.
I would have prepared a welcome. I wasn't told you were coming.
Well, we were beginning to worry our messages weren't getting through at all.
You always said you wanted us to learn to make our own path as a species, not to always depend on the Iconians.
When I left my father's house, I made my own. But still, I returned for evening meal every sectorn.
I heard your feelings. I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood.
We may not share blood, but you are my son, Cadmon. Please show me the path you have walked these past years.
We might get more out of doing something we used to do, you and me. Did you bring the instrument of peace?
I couldn't imagine needing it, Cadmon. Why?
Just means we can't visit another world tonight. Look, though. Dusk is close. Let's go out to sing the stars in the field beyond the woods.
There will be time for that, of course, but I would like...
Come on, Papa. It'll be fun. It's been a while for me, too.
Has it? You used to sing the stars nearly every night.
Oh, you know, I've been busy.
Varys, I've just received the scout's report from MJ to... Great-grandfather?
Progo, you've grown out your crystals.
Oh, I care not for the...
Later, Progonus. Later. Papa and I were heading off to sing the stars.
Of course. I mean, Cadmon. Cadmon.
He called you Varys. Why would he do that? Varys is just one part of you. You are Triadi. You are three persons in one being.
You've always had such wisdom, Papa. That is why. Oh, but you don't know.
Know what, Cadmon?
Father, there is something that that all of us have been wanting to talk to you about.
My son, ask of me whatever you will, and be it in my power, I will give it to you. Always.
May we talk further away from the others?
Cadmon. Yes, of course.
Thank you. You may ride, Fenelon.
Thank you. Whoa!
Sorry, Father. I'm faster than ever now. Hang on tight!
Cadmon, I go with you gladly. But why hide our conversation from the others? I've never known you or your descendants to be shy about anything. Today, you've been furtive.
Just trying not to spoil the surprise, Papa. But I suppose the Kleebird has flown the nest on that now. Can you keep the secret? Pretend to be surprised when the others tell you?
Tell me what? What surprise?
Papa, you've given us so much for so long. You once told me you felt you had no home here on our home world. So, we made it yours.
How do you mean?
There it is now, on our left, about 10 meters up.
Is that a house? Did you build a house in the canopy of the forest?
We do not have the power to make our cities float on air like your people, Papa. But our forest gropes toward the sky, and we can put you there, as close to the sky as anyone on this world may come.
Is this a rope ladder? I had a treehouse like this when I was a boy.
It's more than a treehouse, Father. It has a fully appointed laboratory space for you, so you may continue your work here.
On Homeworld?
It's not called Homeworld anymore, Papa.
Why not?
It is now called after its wisest and greatest patron. We named this planet Triassa.
You named your planet after me? My son, you do me honor above my merit.
If such a thing were even possible for the first father of our race, we would still do it joyfully.
Was this what you and the others wanted to talk about?
In part, yes. We also hoped, if you would deign it a worthy use of your time...
Yes?
Now that it comes to it, Papa. I'm nervous.
When the child wants bread, would his papa give him a stone? Ask.
Thank you, Papa. We, all of us, want you to stay here and work for a while longer on, well, on us.
What would you have me change? I love you as you are. But are you unhappy?
Yes. Yes. We have so many gifts. But tied down to these bodies without mouths, we cannot taste.
Taste? What know you of taste?
Enough, Papa. We know enough. It is our greatest desire. Not just taste, but all the senses. They are strangely muted in our equine hosts.
Compared to what?
Father.
Compared to what, Cadmon?
Please.
My son, your body is built. Please have a seat.
Sitting is yet another thing these bodies are not particularly good at.
True, but there are things you are good at, yes? You can run with a speed and a joy that no biped will ever know. Your voices are beautiful. The crystal song like nothing else my people have ever seen.
Of course, Papa. You gave us many blessings, and I do not wish to be impudent by asking for more.
It's not that, Cadmon. Every blessing that can fly from my hand is yours, but...
Papa?
Your three bodies are a miracle of balance. Every body system, practically every base pair, is perfectly aligned with every other. To do something as extreme as giving Felleroth a digestive system, you have to realize that one of the reasons you are what you are is because nothing else worked. I ran millions of simulations. One of the circulatory systems would collapse, or one of the three would become sterile, or dawn under heaven in your belly would go into parthenogenic shock, and your children's children's children would die of clone fading. What you ask is radical.
If it helps, Papa, we don't need an entire digestive system. A mouth and some taste buds would do.
Just a mouth? Connected to nothing? An organ without purpose?
Its purpose is taste.
No, its purpose is nutrition. Taste, like all healthy pleasures, is a side effect of the higher good. Give you taste buds without purpose? I might as well make your brain produce heroin directly. You'd be so consumed by the pleasure, you'd blissfully starve to death.
But you created us out of nothing. Now you can't even change our digestion?
I am glad of your confidence in me, Cadmon, but... And maybe you are right. With great skill and care, perhaps I could find some way to genetically re-engineer you and your children into mouth-eaters. But your respiration, your nervous system, your singing crystals, the whole internal triad, all these things would change too. Felleroth would be practically lobotomized. The creature I thus created, he would have a sense of taste, yes, but he would no longer be you. He wouldn't be Cadmon. Do you see?
I don't see. I would still have all my memories, wouldn't I? My sense of me would continue into my new body.
Viris's sense of self would continue, but have you forgotten that you aren't Viris? You are three. This is what I've been trying to teach my people, the Iconians, these past years. So many have transformed themselves into energy patterns. They call it ascension. They say they're freed from their flesh, that they've become immortal. But they're different. They change. Not just the body, the spirit. I think that they, the flesh and blood Iconians I once knew, truly die in the ascension chamber. The thing they become isn't them. It isn't even Iconian. It's something new. I know it doesn't feel like it, Cadmon, but you're asking me to kill you, and that's something I could never, ever do.
Sophistry. All of it.
I'm so sorry, Cadmon. I can see your heart was set on this.
Your lies are transparent, old man. You'll never Let us be your equals.
Equals? To the Iconians? Cadmon, in many ways, you are already our betters. Please, son, I know it's hard to bear right now. Let it rest a while. I am so truly grateful for the house, but now I really want to see my grandchildren.
And what would you have me tell them? That they are forever trapped in these bodies?
I said to let it rest. Surely there's something else to talk about. I overheard you telling Yon Temrash about something called God's Touched.
You heard that?
Yes, what does it mean?
None of your concern.
Cadmon, something's wrong, isn't it? What is it? Where have you been for 2 years?
I knew it.
You what?
I should have trusted my instincts. Never came here as my father. The Iconians sent you as a spy.
What?
You want to see the gods touched? I'll show you the gods touched. Guard! Place our esteemed creator under arrest!
What? Cadmon? That man dropping from the house, he's not from this planet. He's an Ichabar. How?
No, father. His body is from Ichabar. The body came willingly through the gateway to be touched by its gods.
The Ichabar don't believe in gods?
They do now. We made them believe. This gods touched volunteered to be the humanoid host for my son, Jerichon Anansi. He's unarmed, Anansi. No instrument of peace today.
Then you're under arrest, Grandad.
You wanted to see your grandchildren. Say hello.
Cadmon, what have you done?
Stop calling me that. I am Verus, and I have freed our people from your shackles. We still sing in our equine bodies when it suits us, but now we also eat in our humanoid bodies. Whatever we want!
How did they get here? You've perverted the gateway!
You were always so careless with the password, Papa! All I had to do was type it in.
I trusted you!
You trusted the blind child you made to helplessly follow you. What infuriates me is that he trusted you too! Yes, we control our own gateway now. The leaders of Ichabar, Duan, and Denasia had no clue we were coming. We took their political and religious leaderships within 3 months. No one's the wiser.
Duan, Denasia, these are ancient friends and servitors of Iconia.
You haven't been seen on Duan in 3 centuries. They call you the gods of air and darkness. Slowly revealing ourselves to them as new gods, we've created a steady supply of the gods' touch to serve us, as once they served you.
They were our servants and friends, not our slaves.
More sophistry! But the gods' touch aren't enough. The worms in our bellies, the queens, they've started breeding too quickly. There are more larvae than we have bodies to put them in.
The larvae are breeding faster than the foals? Then you've already put the queens into parthenogenic shock. How much time have you been spending in the bodies of these gods touched?
Another problem for you to solve, Father. Anansi, take him up to his new home. See that he's comfortable in the lab. And see that he gets to work!
Okay, Dad.
Jerichon, for that is who you were. Jerichon, not just Anansi. Your father has gone mad. Don't listen to him.
My father told me you would say no. I told him he was wrong. I told him our creator would never deny anything good to his children.
Taste is very good, but it's not good for you, Jerichon.
He also said you'd hide behind empty words. But I thought you loved us.
I do, but now you're hurting people.
Only because you gave us no other choice.
Don't make me use force, Grandfather. Climb the ladder.
All right, Jerichon, I'm climbing, but Cadmon...
Fix us, Father. Just fix us. And it can all go back to the way things were.
My son, that's the one way it can never be again.
And so Triassa was imprisoned for half a year.
You're telling me that your heroic son had one bowl of soup, and it turned him into a psychopath?
No, the power of corruption is not contained in soup. A choice was made, then another. Had one been present with Cadmon Virus every hour, the change of each day would have been too subtle to notice. It is certain that only small evils were at first by Cadmon Virus chosen. A white lie, a small theft, but yet a line uncrossed.
It's just hard to believe.
A parable is sometimes told of a man who finds a latinum coin that doubles itself each night. After a month, the man is respected for his wealth. After 2 months, the man is feared for his power. After 3 months, the man is dead, for his doubling coins have covered his planet so deep that all are drowned. 3 months, Janath. My son made choices every day for 2 years. This part of the story, more easily than any other, is verified by experience. The inertia of cruelty is observed in every history of every world. In the Triadi, it might have been frozen by the Iconians, perhaps one day reversed. But blindness prevailed until it was too late.
The rest of them just went along with it?
There were only 13 Triadi alive, and Cadmon was loved dearly by all, even before taste was given to them.
So you were locked in a treehouse for 6 months.
The guards changed often. Sometimes another grandchild, usually an alien off-worlder who had been taught to worship Triassa's creations, yet to fear the creator himself, a so-called demon of air and darkness. More and more, the insectoids abandoned the bodies of the song they were made for, and instead inhabited these gods-touched humanoids. The cast-off equine bodies were pastured around the treehouse, perhaps an attempt at motivating its inhabitant to pasture such bodies, which needed to run and leap and sing through the whole world, was a crueler imprisonment than anything suffered inside the treehouse.
Why did they finally let you go?
Grandfather? Grandfather?
Oh, Jerichon, you startled me.
What are you working on?
Oh, the, this. Meiosis. Of germ cells.
Your meiotic sequencer is over there, Granddad. No? You were building something.
Don't know. There isn't a...
A tool? Not for science. For escape. Grandfather, what's it like for the ascended Iconians in their mind home?
What?
You've told us that all the minds of the Ascended touch each other.
Why, yes. They, it's said that they experience a kind of oneness there. Each united, but distinct.
United, but distinct. Ripe for the taking. Like that God's-touched guard downstairs.
I'll bet you, if just one of our kind got into the mind home, we could take you all at once. I'm right, aren't I?
Will I be punished for trying to escape?
Our minds aren't like the mind home, Grandfather. Inside my mind, there's no line between me, the insectoid Anansi, and me, the equine Celeste. There's just Jerichon. Beerus is trying to teach us to separate them, to improve our control like he has,
but... Why did you come today as Jerichon? You've infested a God's Touched for weeks.
Because I missed Celeste. But it was a mistake. Because Anansi does not dominate Celeste like a God's Touched, I don't know where these feelings are coming from, or whether I'll regret them later.
What feelings?
Pity, Grandfather. Remorse.
It's not too late. We can still stop this madness.
I don't want to stop this. Last meal, we had pie with ice cream. I will never give that up. Never. But Beerus made a mistake with you. You created us. You shouldn't be our prisoner. I'll bet you'd be a lot more willing to help us if you weren't.
I can't help.
We'll see. Here, take your tool. It's time for your rest period, Granddad. Go. Down the ladder. Play outside. Good luck.
I see they've stopped instructing the new guards in courtesy. I am Triassa. You are?
I will soon become a vessel of the gods themselves. My name is already forgotten.
Did your gods tell you what that does to you? Please reconsider.
They told me you test my faith. They also told me you know the rules. Stay close to the tree. Hands where I can see them.
Yes. Don't make you use the stun baton. Fine. Now let me walk in peace. Your gods always do.
Good morning, Papa.
Hello, Cadmon Felerov. Still no sign of Cadmon Virus today.
Oh, it's been more than a sekton this time, Papa. How long can he leave me in this tiny paddock?
Quite a while, but... Well, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Are you ready for our walk?
Unless I'm much mistaken, Felerov, we've already started it. But today is a special walk.
Why?
Head over to the gate and I'll show you there.
The gods touched won't like that.
Oh, he'll be too late to stop us. I think it's time to get out of this paddock prison, Felerov.
But we can't leave. It's locked.
Look at this.
A small machine.
Yes.
What does it do?
Too far!
You see, the lab guards make sure that I'm always working.
Get back here!
They aren't too careful about what I work on.
Gate, open! I repeat, gate,
Felerov, may I ride you?
Always, Papa.
Then run like the wind!
Stop now! The gods will not forgive!
Run, everyone! You're free! Escape to the forest while you can!
Will my nephews be all right, Papa?
For a little while, Cadmon. If they get to the forest.
We are not going to the forest.
No, please head for the gateway.
But your gateway will be guarded and locked.
Then this is important. Can you jump over the head of one of your nephews?
Yes, Papa.
Then I will ensure the gateway is open when we arrive.
Halt. Who is
Nearly
that?
There,
Stop.
Papa.
Let's try
out. Now, Felerov! did it!
Papa! The gateway!
Yes, just... Now! Iconia! Council chambers! Close the gateway, quick!
Is this Iconia?
We made it. I was never allowed to bring you here. Only to undeveloped worlds. I had hoped someday. But I'm glad you, at least, finally got to see my homeworld.
It is... It is beautiful.
We don't hear from you for 6 months, and you gate directly into the council chamber?
It was an emergency, Pyrrha. Please, convoke the council immediately.
You aren't one of the Ascended. You don't have the right
Please,
to...
Please, Pyrrha. I'll explain everything. They'll all want to hear. Something terrible has happened to the Triadi. Just give me a minute. I'll be right there.
All right. Viren?
I need a few minutes too. Emergency gateway, easy to seal, hard to close.
All right.
Well, please do not close it yet. Great one.
Excuse me? Triassa. Is that one of yours?
What do you mean, Felleron?
If he closes it, I won't be able to go back.
You're safe here, Felleron. That's why I rescued you.
Papa, dear one, that's why I rescued you. But I have to go home now.
Cadmon will be furious that we escaped. He might do anything.
Papa... You keep forgetting, just like he does. I am Cadmon, just as much as my brother, Virus. We are one flesh, one song.
But Virus, he's betrayed that flesh, locked you in that paddock.
He is me, Father, and I love him. I love him. As you made us, so we must be. Please, let me return to my place in the song.
Oh, Felleroth. Cadmon Felleroth, I love you.
I love you. I love you too, Papa.
Triassa, should I let him through this side?
Let him through.
Once he's through, I'm closing it. Something screwy on their end. Not sure we can get it back if we want to.
Let him through, Viren.
And he loves you too, Papa. You know that, right?
I hope he remembers. Soon.
We will help him remember.
Gateway closed.
Come, Viren. I have much to tell the council.
Perhaps they aren't coming at all, Grandfather Virus. It's just like you say. The Iconians never loved us.
Maybe now they fear us.
No, he's coming, Anansi. He loves... Excuse me.
There. Better. As I was saying, he loves the horses too much to leave us alone, and that is how we'll beat him.
About that, Virus. What if they call our bluff? We'd have to surrender, and on even worse terms.
As I said, Anansi, he loves the horses too much to risk it.
We will never surrender, no matter what they do.
Yes, Progo. But there are larger...
Don't you get it, Uncle? We're nothing without the right to choose. We're zero. Better to die free, fighting to be the way we always should have been.
Well said, Esplin. But it will not come to that.
And if it does, the God's Touch don't know it's a bluff. I can't afford to lose...
The gateway!
Here they come. To arms!
Stay back. I'll talk to you.
What good is talk?
Esplin, go check on the hostages.
Yes, Grandfather.
Verus, do you speak for your people?
I see you finally respect me enough to call me by my name. Is something funny?
I had intended it as a sign of disrespect. You are my son, but you have made yourself unworthy of his name.
Agree to disagree, then. Yes, I speak for the Zero. Do you speak for yours?
The Zero?
You deny that we exist at all. I am Verus, yet you consider not the whole man in front of you. You see only part of a horse.
No. What I see is the corpse of a noble warrior who once saved your life, whose body has been stolen by a sliver of my son's soul.
He died worshipping me. You're here to parley?
No. With the enemies of peace, the Supreme Council of the Iconian Symbiotry does not parley. It informs.
And of what do you wish to inform us, Papa?
This is over. The battleship Merciful Sword is in orbit. You will surrender, release the bodies, living and dead, that you took, return them to their homeworlds, and graciously receive a Symbiotry peacekeeping force.
Is that so?
If you refuse, we will destroy your gateway from orbit and quarantine your planet.
Quarantine the planet named after you?
You will be alone. The larval population crisis you've sparked will grow exponentially worse. In the end, you will beg for help. But by then, it may be too late. Better to do it now, while it's still your choice. If not, we open fire in 5 minutes.
You might want to double-check that.
What?
Your battleship. It's missing.
It dropped out of warp even as I stepped through this gateway.
Yes, it certainly did. Tell me, Father, what do you think we've been doing with Dewan and Ichabar since we partnered with their leadership?
Harvesting them.
Only their best and brightest. We put the rest to work building starships. Our society, you kept in the dark. We knew nothing about rocket fuel or warp drives.
You weren't ready.
But our new friends, they knew plenty. Your battleship met a dozen Ichabar ships of the line the moment it entered our airspace.
Your airspace?
Iconians are so arrogant. You think you own all of space. If your crew surrendered, they're being taken as fresh gods touched. If not, they're dust. Either way, you're alone. So let me make you a counteroffer.
Well?
Walk with me.
No.
Afraid to leave your little escape hatch back to Iconia?
Yes.
Pathetic. You're going to offer yourself to me as my new host. I congratulate you, Father, on your election to the Gods Touched. But first, you're going to return to Iconia. You're going to ascend into a being of pure thought and power. Then you're going to come back here. I don't care what body you inhabit for the purpose. And then you are going to give yourself to me, body and soul, and I shall enter the mind home with the power of the Ascended flowing through me.
Verus.
I would be like a god, a more generous god than you.
Even you know deep down that's not true.
You have 5 minutes to agree.
I don't need 5 seconds to refuse that offer.
Don't be so hasty. Bring the lead hostages into the glade.
Yes, Grandfather. You heard the order.
Yes, my lord. Move it.
we move. Please don't hurt us.
Felleroth. That's Cadmon Felleroth.
Papa!
Your guts touch guards have him at knife point, Verus. He's you. Stop Anansi. This.
Anansi.
It's going to be all right, Celeste.
Anansi, come home to me.
Silence, beast, or it's your throat will slit.
I have great affection for Felleroth, for all of our equine brothers. But you've left us no choice. You give us what we ask for, and Felleroth and the rest will live happily under our protection. Otherwise, we will burn our bridges, slit their throats, and armies of the God's Touch will take what we want from the smoking cinder of your homeworld. You see, Father, whatever happens today, we are not going back. If you try to force us back into those beasts of burden, we will have to destroy them as self-defense.
Cadmon, Cadmon, listen to me. They aren't your brothers, they are you. The delicate balance between the insects, the equines, and the queens. It's already unstable. You cannot survive without them.
We don't have to survive forever. Just long enough to defeat you. Or be defeated. The Danassian War Room projects it will be over in 13 years with one side exterminated.
We would never.
We will make extermination the only way to stop us. So, make your decision, demon! If you refuse our terms, then the gods touched have orders to slit the throats of every equine on this planet. In an instant, the Triani will be extinct! Is that what you want?
Cadmon, be sensible. Do you really think I was so stupid to set foot again here without the instrument of peace? One command from me, one thought from me, and every god's touched on the planet will drop their knives and anything else they might use to hurt the equines. You can't win.
And what will you do after you use the instrument of peace? Leave it on? How long? For a day? A week? A thousand years? I hope you do use the instrument. It'd prove me right. Once and for all, everyone would know, even you, that we are your slaves. So, demon, what is your answer? God's touched. You will slit the hostages' throats if the demon answers anything other than, I accept.
Papa, you know what you have to do.
I said quiet.
I refuse.
Wait on.
Wait. Wait. Their blood is on your hands. And it will be a bit.
Cursed is your race and mine because of what you have done.
Is that a threat?
I do not threaten. I inform.
We're coming for the mind home, Triassa. We will take them all. We will be married!
I love you.
Triassa, you look... What happened?
We failed. I failed. Pyrrha, it's war. For the first time in 1,000 years, Iconia is at war. The sequelae of these events are to Janath well known. The free peoples of the Symbiotree were subverted by the Zero. soon turned against the Iconians. Terrible and wonderful technologies, great ships molded by the ascended mind that flew them. Even a bringer of death were developed to stem the tide of Cadmon's children. But there were too many. Exterminated they could have been, but our wrath was exceeded by our pity.
And when my people bombarded your homeworld, you were forced to ascend yourself.
No. It was arranged that the unascended Iconians that day dispersed through the gateways as they closed and faded from history. They ascended with their most loyal servitors, fled instead to Avalon, and came to be known as the Scions of the Stars.
But I thought you said you opposed ascension. So why?
Seeing what his dearest had become, the one that I was long to die, the one I have become, granted his wish.
Triasa, I am so sorry.
Nothing was found by the Zero in the cinders of Iconia that might help them seize the Mind Home. As it became clear that they would soon find Avalon, the Scions accomplished our greatest work.
The expulsion, the barrier.
Yes. The Zero were brought outside the galaxy.
Tricked, according to the stories I was told.
Then you have been told accurately enough. And then such power over your mind and matter did the Scions wield in our youth that by great expenditure we were together able to seal the galaxy shut behind them. The galactic barrier that rings this galaxy was raised by the Scions to protect its people from our greatest, my greatest, folly. Some Scions went mad and were trapped in the barrier forever, waiting for another body to come and hold their insane souls. Some preferred madness to that great emptiness beyond the galaxy, for we were trapped with them, deprived of the infinite host bodies in the Milky Way. The Zero were thereafter to the Scions a manageable threat.
Did they still want to infest an ascended Scion in order to take over the Mind Home? Or did they settle for infesting every planet they found?
Silence fell among the Zero when the song was shattered. Much is not known by us. However, the Queens, severed forever from the equine biology, could never stop producing larvae. Even a galaxy could never make enough hosts.
That's why we have the nutrient pits, the applicant pools.
It is believed by the Zero that their only final hope is to capture and infest one like me.
They need a Scion so they can take control of the Mind Home and fix everything.
It will not work. It cannot be fixed. The one who seized control would be consumed by thirst that can never be slaked.
Then what hope do my people have?
A graceful end.
And we all have to suffer because that scumbag Cadmon Virus broke our species?
Scumbag? Sore was the heart of what was left of my son. After nearly a lifetime he repented. It was only with his help that the Zero were able to be drawn outside the galaxy.
Doesn't fix what he did.
No, but to his sin have not all of us consented? The day your host was taken, Jannath.
Wait. How did you consent to what he did?
I could have used the instrument of peace.
Yeah. Why didn't you?
Is the potter asked to give an account to his clay?
Sometimes, yeah. You wanted me to understand, Your Reverence. So make me.
I didn't want slaves.
I've got you there, Papa.
Not quite. Not quite. I'm still on.
Not for long. I win!
Yes, Catmon, you win. Good game. Oh, boy, I'm getting too old for this.
Play again, Papa? Please?
All right, one more. And only because I love you.
I love you too, Papa.
In that episode of Starship Excelsior, Progonos and Progonos Estlin were played by Adam Blanford. Jerichon, Jerichon Anansi, and Jerichon Celeste were played by Jason Markowitz. Timrosh was played by Stephen Quinn. Pyrrha was Marie Bayer. Viren, Edward Herman. The Ice Planet Warrior, and intermittently, Cadman Viris, Rick Albritton. God's Touched Guard, Tess Bolasan. Ice Planet Woman, Glenda Villamar. Opening Crawl, Julian Bain. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Written, directed, and executive produced by James Haney. Post-producers, Jim Smagata, Adam Blanford, Mike Hennessy, Gary Colbom, Bob Hopwood, Stephen Quinn, James Haney. Artwork, Pashur Illustration, PASHURIllustration.com. Theme song, Samuel Gillis. Score, Samuel Gillis. The Song in the Stars and The Song of Snow. Music, lyrics, and orchestration by Samuel Gillis. The Song of the Triadi was composed by Caitlin Stollenwerk and orchestrated by Samuel Gillis. Nothing Gold Can Stay was composed by Samuel Gillis with lyrics by Robert Frost and sung by Doria LeMaster with piano and orchestration by Jeff LeMaster. Transcript, Peter Stein. Special thanks, Alexandra Whitley, Colin Heyman, Peter Stein, Luke Lopresto, Michael Blaze, Nathan Pope, Kenneth Moody, Glenda Villamar, and Gene Roddenberry.
Nature's first grain is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Early leaves a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaves subsides to leave, then Eden sank to grieve. So
this has been an Excelsior production.